The otter could hold his breath for an incredible amount of time. Triss was of little use in such circumstances, so she joined Welford on lookout. Totally submerged, Shog filed away underwater in complete silence. It was very heavy going. Dawn rose mistily. The fjord looked as if it had pale smoke floating upon it. Rat guards herded the main body of slaves out for the final few hours they would need to complete the walkway. The day for the launch ceremony of Agenu's ship had finally arrived. Lieutenant Flith peered suspiciously at Triss and Welfo, gesturing with his spear.
Oi, there, you two! Where's your mate, the otter?
Triss kicked Welfo's footpaw underwater to keep her silent, taking it on herself to answer the lieutenant.
Shog's not feeling too good, sir. He's sleeping underwater. Comes up whenever he needs air.
At that moment, the otter broke the surface smoothly. He gave Triss a swift wink before facing up to Flith.
Down there is the only place I can get a bit of peace and quiet. That's unless you'd like to smuggle me in a big old feather bed.
Flith sneered at the captive's cheeky remark.
You'll get all the peace and quiet you need at noon, river dog. I heard Princess Curda sharpening her best sabre just to lull you to sleep with it. Ain't that nice of her, eh?
Shog liked baiting Flith. He winked instantly at the rat.
Don't go sitting on your spear, vermin, or you'll damage your brains.
Flith had no ready answer. He turned away, his face livid. Shog whispered to his companions.
Noon, eh? I'll just have to try and break through before then.
He vanished beneath the water noiselessly. Triss murmured to Welfo.
One good thing, mate. The noise of the bar and the file can't be heard underwater. It deadens the sound.
As Drufo laid logs with the slaves, he muttered instructions to them under his breath.
If we're still here when they break out of that cage, we've got to help them, see? Create a diversion. Get in the way of the guards. Shout, yell, make it look like we're trying to escape.
The message was passed on from one to another. Hope for the condemned prisoners was widespread. Though they themselves had no chance of escaping, the prospect of three slaves not only avoiding death, but getting clean away from Riftguard had fired the imagination of all the slaves. Captain Riften came out of the fortress to watch the completion of the path to the jetty. He stood beside Lieutenant Flith, bringing him up to date on what was to happen. Flith listened intently to his captain.
King Agenu ain't going anywhere on that new ship. Not him. He's scared witless of the sea. It'll be Princess Curda and that oaf Prince Blaird who'll be sailing. I'll be going too.